This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
No shit, all Sherlock. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. This is Adil Rafai.
JPC.
And Aaron Keith. Are we sticking to that still?
Our names?
Yeah. I would like to change my name.
I'd love to amend my name. I would like to go by Aaron Keith now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't you already, you legally change your name?
Yes, I did.
We know the last
name. To Aaron
name.
Keith.
We know your last name was Pittman.
Uh-huh.
But we don't know your first name.
I'll die with that secret.
Was all it right. Stupid?
Yeah. Stupid Pittman was my name. I got mercilessly bullied, and so I changed it.
It's just a preview of the sweet, sweet content you're going to find on this show. First name, stupid. We are doing another mailbag episode where we read listener-submitted riddies and puzzies. We do that anytime we have a special guest in the studio. We did that last time with Arnie Niekamp. And today we even have a more special guest.
Whoa.
Do you think that's going to hurt Arnie's feelings?
I hope it does.
He is the host of a new podcast. New podcast is, which is what we're calling podcast.
In the industry.
We're elongating the A just to give it a little more regal feel. He's the host of the podcast, The Empty Bowl, which you should check out. He's one of the co-hosts of My Brother and Me, one of the co-hosts of The Adventure Zone. He also does a podcast called Sawbones, which is amazing. He's a New York Times bestselling author with the Adventure Zone graphic novel, TV show My Brother and Me. What am I missing? Recent Trolls 2 voiceover actor.
Yeah, just recorded that. Just got that down. Sawbones, the Sawbones book in fine bookstores everywhere, October 9th.
I've pre-ordered my copy. You should do the same. And if you haven't guessed by now, it's Mr. Justin McElroy.
Hi. What an honor. Please, it's Kevin.
Well, Kevin, it's great to have you on the podcast.
This is stupid, and I'm Aaron.
Nice. I like that of all of the hosts, the guest host is the one who committed to the bit of having the name Kevin, and us three idiots stuck to our real names.
Aaron, we should get a t-shirt that says I'm with stupid that I can wear.
Justin, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, it is my pleasure. I've been enjoying the show so far. I love brain teasers in a way that is pretty lame. Like after our daughter was born, we were stuck in the NICU for a week, and I actually bought a bunch of lateral thinking puzzles to so just when my wife was really at her wit's end, I would swoop in to lift her spirits with a good old fashioned the termites were eating his cane the whole time. Great. The hour of our life right down the toity.
That strategy, that paid off, right? That was a winning strategy.
I mean, we got through it, okay, I guess. It distracted her for sure. I wish it wasn't in anger.
Yeah, it flipped her into a rage.
Do you and Sydney get upset at riddies and puzzies? Is that something like the typical, like, these are so bad?
This is actually something that I know you all have experienced going into this is like, you give your heart over to a good riddy or puzzy, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and you just hope that it is going to be true to you,
yeah,
and it is not going to break your heart. And I wish there was some way of there should be labels on riddies and puzzies. Hey, this one, it's not going to pan out for you, I will say. This is not going to come together. We actually just did an Adventure Zone. We worked on an Adventure Zone project with the Mysterious Package Company, which does these mailing stories. Like, they mail narratives, basically, that have a bunch of puzzles in them. And it was so nice for once to be
in good hands.
the riddle master, the puzzle master. I know all the solutions. Yes, I've recorded audio for them. Ah, I'm the king of them. But yeah, I love riddles and or puzzles.
Well, maybe what we'll do in this episode specifically is I'll let for any puzzy or riddy that's going to be upsetting, I'll call it a heartbreaker. So I'll be like, this one's a heartbreaker. Because we have the same thing where it's like you see the analogy I'm going to poorly use is that you see a glint of white in the sand.
I can't wait to destroy this analogy.
You see a glint of white in the sand and you start to brush it away and you're like, okay, there's a femur. Then you see another glint and you start to brush it away and you're like, there's a jawbone, there's a tailbone, and you're slowly uncovering.
Wait, I'm sorry. You brushed away a jawbone and a tailbone? No, was this a dinosaur that died eating ass? Please.
Of course. That's how all dinosaurs die. Yeah,
that's a mass extinction. Ass-stinction. Oh, I should have said ass-stinction.
No, too late.
Oh, dang it.
But as you're slowly uncovering the fossil in the earth, slowly unearthing it and desanding it, then at the very end, you think you have the full picture in view, and then suddenly it's just all turns to goo.
That analogy went nowhere.
I thought it was pretty good.
I got it. There's the first puzzle. Why?
I've given myself a riddle lobotomy, and I just feel nothing. I just know they're going to break my heart, and I'm like, no, forget it. You can't hurt me because you can't get close to me.
I'll never love another riddle.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and start. This first one is from Marty Piper. Marty sent us a riddy that says, there is one word in the English language that when you add an S, it becomes plural. And when you add another S, it becomes singular again. What is it? So not so much as a puzzy or riddy as an English lesson.
Yeah, not so much fun as it is trying to pick one word out of the entire thing.
So, guys, let's simplify. Let's make this an abattoir to scroll down. Think of all the words in the English language.
Got it.
Okay. Add an S. Okay. Now add another S.
I actually
sassafrasses. I don't know.
The answer is viper, because if you had one S, you have vipers, and if you had two S's, you have vipers. Correct. I'll take my check.
Close.
So one S and it's singular, two S's and it's plural.
No. You add one S, so it's a word with no S in it.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
There's no S in the word. Then you add one S and it becomes plural. You add a second S and it becomes singular again.
Does one of the S's go at the beginning or the end?
They're both at the end. Justin, did you say you got it?
Yeah, it's nipe, N-I-P-E. You add one S, it's nipes, which is plural. Mm-hmm. Add another S, it's snipes. There's only one, Wesley Snipes.
I always bet on black.
Okay, so Justin got that one. He gets the point.
Whose Line Is It Anyway style keeping track, so you get 1 point. I'll give you a hint, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
The hint is Spin Doctors.
So
I was born in the early 90s.
Then you would nail this.
The word is two. Twos and stews. Mm-hmm.
Prince.
Right? Yeah, princess. Prince.
The princess. Word is prince. You add an S, it becomes princes. You add two S's, it becomes princess.
Dang it.
Aaron still looks deeply confused.
I know, I'm just mad.
Okay.
Aaron, the Spin Doctors were a band from the 90s, 2000s that had a song called Two Princes.
And it went, I'm the one who wants a bit of bitty with you, something like that.
Yeah, I'm the one who wants a bit of bitty with you.
I don't think so.
When two princes stand before you, just go ahead now.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
Those are the words. Aaron and I sang the same words somehow.
It's a song that should be called Just Go Ahead Now, but was miraculously called Two Princes.
That was in every movie for a while. That song.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It still is if there's like a flashback scene in a movie. Like that's the song that cues you into the 90s.
Early
2000s, maybe late 90s, who knows?
Here's one that's a little bit of fun. It's not a lot of fun. It's a little bit of fun. This is from Taylor Mushtair.
I'm sorry, the last name is Mushtair?
I think so.
Are you looking at a picture of
a
person named Taylor?
Don't make fun of them. They're a fan.
Is that the rule?
Taylor says, Susie works as a butcher's assistant. She is 6 feet tall and wears size 8 shoes. What does she weigh?
I know this one.
Is it meat?
Meat.
It is meat.
Yeah.
Kind of just a fun nice. Little jaunt.
It's fun because it kind of sets you up to guess a woman's weight, which is a cool trap. Which is a cool trap to put people
fun
in.
To do at parties. This is from Brando Ochoa. A man throws his stick across the river. It doesn't say a stick. It says his stick. A man throws his stick across the river and his dog goes to retrieve it on the opposite bank. The dog returned only a few minutes later. How is it possible that the dog returned dry? A man throws his stick across the river. The dog goes to retrieve it on the opposite bank. The dog returned only a few moments later. How is it possible this dog returned dry?
Okay, so are we saying that the dog did not stop at a bar on the way back and get liquored up?
He didn't fall off the wagon.
Wow. Kudos to the dog. 5 years. I assume.
He got his token.
Is it canoe dog? The dog with a canoe? You have to tell me if it's canoe dog. Legally.
Just if it was canoe dog, I would have fucking said it's canoe dog. Yeah,
legally, just, you must.
Legally, you have to
trap it. The classic fable of canoe dog.
We all love Sunday paper morning cartoon. Canoe dog.
Old Man Puzzles, are we allowed to ask some questions to this? Because I feel like there's one burning question that would simplify this whole thing.
I'll answer some yes or no.
Is there a bridge involved in this?
No.
Okay.
Is the bank a bank where you get money?
No.
Oh.
Oh, can you read the exact text? I would like to ask some specific wording questions.
A man throws his stick across the river. His dog goes to retrieve it on the opposite bank. The dog returned only a few moments later. How is it possible that the dog returned dry?
The dog didn't have the stick.
Nope. The dog got the stick.
Well, then why doesn't it say it in the riddle? That's so insane.
Weird. JPC, you're getting your heart broken again.
Here's what I'll say. Based on all the goofs and gags we've had so far, all the giggles and bits we've had, Justin is the closest with Canoe Dog.
Interesting.
I can't believe he's the closest with Canoe Dog.
This is a dumb riddle and I'm out.
The specific wording of he threw his stick reminds me, I was driving in the car with a friend once, and he was driving. There's a van full of people who were driving to a gig, and he saw a dog walking on the street with a stick in his mouth, and he said, "Look at that dog and his stick." But everyone in the car heard, "Look at that dog and his dick." And we all thought, what? Why would you point that out?
Everyone has their own proclivities. Let's do this. While we're pondering this.
Pond. That's the answer. Are you giving us a clue?
Oh, no. I ruined it. I pooched the deal. Justin, do you mind doing a little bit of role playing?
You picked the wrong podcast if you minded doing role playing.
He sighs like I sigh when either of you say anything.
Kindred spirits.
Justin, do you mind if you do a little role playing?
Lucy, it's up for you. Legally, we cannot move on until we get verbal consent to do that role play.
Okay, I'll do role play.
Awesome. Justin, let's have you be this man who's, you're going to be Canoe Dog's owner. Okay. And you're training, JPC, you're going to play Canoe Dog. You're training Canoe Dog to do what Canoe Dog needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we take you to the Great White North.
No, see, you have to hold the paddle.
Huh?
Dog, you've tested my patience for the last time. Yeah, I know, you don't have thumbs. You've made it real clear over the past few months, dog. Listen, you pick up the paddle.
Okay.
You waltz. I swear to God, Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Richard.
I'm listening.
What the hell? Why am I wasting my time with canoes? This dog can talk. Everybody.
Wait, you write your goddamn mouth.
All right,
Richard. Nobody can know
cool,
that
man.
I can talk. Nobody
hey,
can.
Hey, neighbor, were you yelling something?
My dog doesn't do anything.
I heard word that your dog can talk.
Blank, blank, blank.
Oh, no, Richard. All right, quick.
You keep quiet. You don't say a word about this.
Help me roll the bodies in the canoe, Richard. I'm so sorry.
Shove, sink, blam, blam, blam.
Was that you kicking back a thing of whiskey? And see.
The funniest part of that is a dog named Richard.
The perfect crime.
Dogs with people names.
I love, Justin, that you shouted, "My dog can talk," and then the moment there's interest, my dog can't do anything.
Well, he threatened my life.
So no, I did. Okay, you were good. Right. No, you were
okay,
right.
Okay, good. I knew there was an answer to the improv. That I wanted to get right.
No, you nailed it.
As with improv, there is a right and wrong answer.
So any thoughts on what the answer to this puzzle is?
This is stupid, but all riddles are stupid.
Yes.
Is there water in the river? Because otherwise, I mean, I know it would be a valley probably otherwise, but there's water in the river, right?
There is water, but...
It's ice.
It's ice.
It's ice.
Nice.
You got me there.
Nice.
It's Canada. The river was frozen. I like that they can't even just say the river is frozen.
You actually
they have to
hinted to that to the north.
I blew it several times.
Oh, and the stick is a stick of dynamite because they're ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog grabbed the lit dynamite and blew up.
No.
Oh, no, okay. Very good riddle. And I get it now.
Good boy, Richard.
Adel, I can't believe you passed up an opportunity to play a dog. I've done 1,000 improv shows with you, and I've never not seen you play a dog who could talk.
My go-to character, Justin, in improv is like an asshole dog who usually pulls out a cigarette and starts to smoke it.
I love that. A lot of attitude, sounds like.
Oh, a ton of attitude. And also, I think last episode or a few episodes ago, we decided that our mascot for the podcast is going to be Riddy Kitty,
mm-hmm.
who's a kitty who puts on human clothes and joined the workforce. But I feel like Canoe Dog is an equally good mascot.
Yeah, someone please draw Canoe Dog.
And if the Riddy Kitty episode hasn't come out, just a peek behind the curtain, the way that we select episodes is we take them all, we jumble them up in our hands, we throw them up in the air, and then we all scramble for which one we post online first.
That's how I test out Riddies, is I throw them against the wall, and if they stick like spaghetti, they're good.
Spaghettis and pussies.
Here we go. This one's from Autumn. Autumn says, and this is going to be a bit of a longer one, so hold on to
your butts. I hope it's a long autumn. You know what I'm saying?
Please don't.
It's been a hard summer for me, personally.
There is a green glass door. Only certain things can go through the door. Here is a list of things that can go through the green glass door.
No.
Oh.
Vetoing this riddle.
Hold on. If this is a riddle that's going to require me to write something down, I'm already out. Should we write this down? Is it going to be worth writing down?
No, I think we can mentally catch it with our mental net here.
Okay, well, you think we can.
Justin, your veto cannot go through the door. But here's what can go through a door. A llama, a ball, feet, grass, a goose, Minnesota, root beer. Here's a list of things that cannot go through the door. A mouse, people, hand, dirt, duck, Texas, and soda.
I think I know.
A puppy can go through, but not a dog.
I think I know.
A kitten can go through, but not a cat. A poop can go through, but not a shit.
Double letters, baby.
Yeah.
Is it double letters?
Have you guys heard the new Justin Bieber? It is not what you'd expect. A lot more sort of like Schoolhouse Rock inspired.
Double letters?
That's double letters, yeah. Is the answer double letters, Adel?
It was. It didn't take as long as I thought it would.
Are you mad? Adel's mad that we didn't struggle with that.
No, I thought we'd just have fun with it, but we didn't.
I also think that might just be his face.
So many people come up to me and are like,
right,
is everything okay? And I'm like, no, this is just how my face looks. Because my eyebrows are kind of like furrowed.
Yeah, but you told me you do pluck those to be specifically like that, correct?
Yeah, I want to look like Christian Slater.
And you had those eyebrow tattoos?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People always think I'm sick. I remember once in high school, I went to the nurse to get Band-Aids for my class. And the nurse was like, oh, lie down. Mm-hmm. You're going to fall over at any moment. You look like you're going to faint. I'm like, this is just my face. I just look like I have the flu all the time.
I remember specifically walking in Chicago and a guy was walking near me and he apologized to me. And I was like, oh, I must look very mean and angry.
Justin, I feel like you have one of the more jovial faces of all time. Do random people just like walk up to you? Because you always look so open and happy.
Yeah. No. I mean, no. Nobody really. No. No. I'd love to lean in here, but probably not. I mean, I'm just a guy, you know, on Earth. We're all here on Earth. People are, I think, just the usual amount of friendly to me, I would say. Just like the regular amount. The people who are here are friendly, though, in my hometown here of Huntington, West Virginia. Everyone is so open and warm that it's just hugs. You know, you can't pass somebody without hugging them.
Does everyone know everybody in Huntington?
It's a town of like 50,000 people, so not really, but it is the kind of place where people say that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that provides,
yeah, that makes,
but
that
they
makes
don't
sense.
Actually mean it. That probably provides enough color.
I'm just asking the question that was on the blue card, Justin. You sent it in. You, clearly, you wanted me to ask you.
You gave us the pre-approved
don't
questions.
Don't treat me like the asshole. I feel like whenever I go to visit my mom, who lives in Central Illinois, she lives in Kewaunee, Illinois, which is like 14,000 people. she'll be like, what's new in Chicago? And I'm like, not much. And then I'm like, what's new in Kewaunee? And she's like, well, the Tanzillos had a break-in, and then they found that the Cervantes boy was the, and she'll go through every single family in town and like tell me their business.
The sad thing is, like, Huntington may very well be like that. Maybe when I was younger, or perhaps for my parents. I work on the internet, and nobody here knows what I do or understands it really. So, like, other people may be like that. I'm like, people on the outside may be like, do you, have you heard anything about Justin McElroy? I don't know. He disappeared. Like, nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out. I haven't seen him for a decade. Hermit?
Justin McElroy like burned down 100 years ago.
Right. You've been on the missing person bulletin board at the police station.
This is from, I'm going to say this incorrectly, and I do apologize, from Louie Hussein. Louie Hussein writes, and I feel like this is a good one. This is our first non-heartbreaker, I'll say.
Okay, cool.
This says, a boy is given two medals that once belonged to his veteran grandfather. One medal is a Medal of Honor, given for his service and bravery in World War I. The other is a Medal of Honor, given for his service and bravery in World War II. The boy later goes to a pawn shop to see how much the medals would be worth. The man at the shop tells
him, "What the
fuck?" You know, you get an heirloom. You want to
asshole kid.
You're always flipping heirlooms. The man at the shop tells the boy that even without an expert present, he can tell that one of the medals is a fake. Which medal is a fake, and why?
Okay, so there's a medal from World War I and a medal.
It's for service and bravery in World War I, and the other one is for service and bravery in World War II.
Oh, which war were people less brave in?
Well, there was no bravery in World War II. It's historically a war for cowards.
Justin, you have it?
Yeah, I have it. But is there any other jokes? Should we do jokes?
I don't have it. Do you have it?
I do not have it. So we should take some time to make sure we get all the good jokes out there.
Yeah, just like, I'll just put it in my like little card here, like, definitely know it right now. Stop the timer. I've got it. Going to sit on it for a few more jokes.
So Justin does get the point for this one.
just trust on this.
He says grandfather?
It's his grandfather, yeah.
Okay, Aaron, so let's think about this historically. We're both students of history. World War One, that was around...
Rats and trenches. Stopping the fighting for one night to sing Silent Night.
Mm-hmm. I think it was both wars. I think they did that in World War II. Okay, never mind.
I thought they stopped to celebrate Christmas. They stopped to just sing Silent Night?
Yeah.
It was mid-March.
Aaron, can we do
Not the season, the march. They were marching and they stopped.
Yep.
Aaron, can you do a quick rundown of all the wars you know?
Sure. The one where Abigail Adams watched from a hill.
And list them all as if they're Friends episodes. The one with
Abigail Adams watching from a hill. Uh-huh. The one where...
That's the first war.
Cousins were fighting cousins and brothers were fighting brothers. The war
no,
of
the
1812.
One.
The one that was in 1812. Mm-hmm. The one with the trenches and the rats and Silent Night. The one where we won. And then that guy kissed that girl in New York City on the last day.
Yeah, Hitler kissed Eva Braun in New York City.
And then broke their brains out.
And then the one where all the hippies were pissed. And then they get sadder because they're closer.
Yeah, like Captain America versus Tony Stark.
Yeah.
It's like, why are they fighting their best friends?
The other Iraq one.
And the one with Alan Alda.
And then the one with Alan Alda.
And World War Z.
Yes, that's all the wars.
When World War II ended, everybody looked at each other like, well, that was the last fun one. they're all going to be real bummers after this. But we all had a hell of a good time out here today, didn't we, folks?
We had a blast, and our sons are going to die in the middle of Vietnam.
I don't know. I think everyone was secretly wishing that the Nazis would come back one more time. And, hey, we might get our wish, right, guys?
We'll follow the old man wherever he wants to go.
God, okay, so...
Let's see a quick role play. Let's see... let's have... Who does the best German accent here?
Oh, Lord.
I cannot.
Adel, okay. You must do the best German accent here.
Okay.
No one would say it if you didn't have it.
So Justin and I are going to be German soldiers in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but...
and then JPC and Aaron are going to be the Allied forces. They're going to be Americans. And this is where we're going to take a brief pause to celebrate Christmas. So this is the negotiations to cease war, ceasefire, to celebrate Christmas.
Gotcha.
Okay, I can start. And anyway, they let me into the army, even though I'm from America. I wanted to fight for you guys.
That is crazy. Can you?
Yeah, it was, you know, I'm kind of a maverick, I guess you could say.
Call you a maverick. You know, the other day, maverick, people were saying you do the best German impression.
You know what?
I'm bump setting you for a spy.
Pardon me, Sergeant Keefe. I just wanted to thank you for letting me, a German traitor, into the American army. It's very kind of you to do such a thing, and I do hate my home country and all the Nazis there.
Well, we lost one American, and eye for an eye.
Ah, yes, the exchange program is has always been a very good point of pride in Germany.
Wait a minute. What day is today?
Why, it's Christmas
Day.
Wait,
little boy. What day is today?
Why,
it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, never mind. It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, why, it's Christmas Day.
Oh, good.
Blam, the boy's head explodes.
Jesus Lord. Well, that's war. I mean, no point sugarcoating it. That's
I've killed your little boy servant.
Wait, Klaus?
When two princes stand before you,
you shot me, Sergeant Keefe.
Ah, nine.
Nine shots.
You shot my friend nine times. Also, I knew you weren't German because when you held up the OK sign.
And scene. Okay, so I think I have the answer. The answer has to do with metal. All of the metal was boiled down in World War I to make tanks and bombs.
It's all plastic.
So it was all plastic back then. So a metal would be a dead giveaway. I don't have the answer.
That's where we get the phrase, worth its salt.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have known that it was the First World War after they fought it.
Oh, it was the Great War.
That's exactly
body of proof.
I knew that.
Yep. During World War I, they did not call it World War I.
And I took AP European History and did okay. I
actually only got that because I once did an Encyclopedia Brown mystery where the first Battle of Bull Run was inscribed on a saber that Encyclopedia Brown figured out was a fake because they would have known it was the first Battle of
First Battle of Bull Run. Wow. That's clever. Good. And so, I didn't get it because I'm an idiot and I don't know the answer to most of these riddles. Just so everyone's clear with the
reasoning. I just don't want it to seem like I figured it out. I've encountered this puzzle's brother before and I...
So, we give the point on this one to Encyclopedia Brown.
Right. Donald J. Lobel.
This one is from David McGuff. I feel like this one's pretty good.
The crime dog?
McGuff, take a bite out of Puzzies. A man and his wife raced through the streets. A man and his wife raced through the streets in a car. They stopped, and the husband got out of the car. When he returned, his wife was dead, and there was a stranger in the car. All the windows were rolled up. The doors were locked. It was not a convertible, and there was blood everywhere. What happened?
Oh, my God.
A man... And his wife are racing in cars, separate cars.
No, they're in one car.
They're in one
car.
The man
and his wife raced through the streets in a car. They stopped, and the husband got out of the car. When he returned, his wife was dead, and there was a stranger in the car. The doors were locked. The windows were rolled up. It was not a convertible. There was blood present. What happened?
I think I know the answer, but I have to ask a question that I think I know the answer to. Is the wife a dog?
No.
The wife is dead, though?
I have no clue. I have no clue there.
I very much enjoy on this program... how frequently, and it's pretty much every riddle, I'll read the riddle and then almost immediately repeat the riddle as if to acknowledge that everybody's brain is like, I'm not listening to all this. I'll be back when he's done.
I feel like every riddle has these like one key word in there that you really have to like go back
right.
and pay attention to.
Justin, if you were in studio, you could see that every time I talk, JPC and Aaron's, their eyes glaze over like great white sharks.
And then I don't stop moving. Like
and then they don't
stop
moving.
A little thought bubble of a mouse drinking horchata comes in. I'm like,
A couple of things I would like to say. I think I know the answer, but also so many riddles have women dying in them.
Oh, yeah. It's
just
like,
a quick reminder that a lot of people have written riddles with women dying. But also, did she have a baby?
Also, let me see. Did I say who wrote this one?
It's David McGuff. I met him in Chicago. he came to a show, I think a World News show maybe, or Devil's Daughter show.
Oh, there you go. Justin, any thoughts? Any inkling?
I feel like Aaron got it.
She had a baby?
That's right.
Yeah, he's racing.
Did she die, though?
Racing to the hospital.
The wife was about to have a baby. The husband and wife drove to the hospital. The husband left to get a wheelchair, but the baby was born in the meantime.
But the wife died?
Yeah, I guess we could still do that. Puzzy and the wife lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, why does she have to die? Like,
you know, people die.
Lovely. Yeah, for sure. No argument.
We tackle. Okay, so Aaron is very right. It shouldn't always be women that die. We should be killing an equal number of men on this podcast. And the older and whiter they are, the better. but I do think that death is not something that we will run away from. We will tackle the hard topics on a riddle.
I don't like to think about it.
That's true.
I feel like the only reason the wife is dead is so your answer can't be, I don't know, just ask her. Like, right? It's making it mysterious because all the clues have been extinguished.
So we could still find a way around it by saying the husband and wife were in a huge fight.
Right? Yeah, but if it's a husband and a wife, they're going to be in a huge fight.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember what it was like in my house.
In the relationship. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Putties and Riddies.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have,
pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my Aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And now back to Hey, Riddle, Riddle. I'm sorry, Hey, Riddle.
And we're back. Our next riddle here is from Michelle R.
We'll assume the last name is Riddle.
Her name is Micheller.
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's no space between the E and the R. Her name is Micheller. The most beautiful word in the English language, Micheller Door.
The only way to make that singular is to add an S, but if you add two, it makes it plural.
We're done here. A man is writing a letter. The power goes out, and then he dies. Why did he die?
He was writing a prayer to God, and God didn't hear him.
You're so close on that. Weirdly, so close.
Could you read it again? I was thinking about that mouse drinking.
Of course.
I love horchata. It's the best trick.
Someone draw that, too.
That's Justin Bieber's new single, Horchata. A man is writing a letter. The power goes out, and then he dies. Why did he die?
The letter that he was writing was the final R in the word murder.
No. But you're not.
Justin, do you know?
Yes, I know this one. I've heard it many times. He was writing a letter to the power company to request that they turn his power, that they not shut his power off.
Dear power company, I hope this letter finds you well.
I implore you.
To whom it may concern.
To answer your obvious question, no. I still have not paid my outstanding balance.
But I want to appeal to your humanity, power company.
Yes, again. I realize it's been several years.
The man was Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes.
The letter he was writing was to his monster. Yes. I don't have an ending for this.
Just keep talking until you find it, though.
I usually do. Aaron, do you have an inkling to this?
No.
You can ask me
some
yes or no questions if you like.
Is the recipient, is the person who was writing the letter too important?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Is the activity important, the fact that he was writing a letter in the first place?
It's not important he was writing a letter. It's how he was writing it that's important.
He was writing a letter. The power went out and then came back on and he died?
No. Once the power goes out, it's out.
He wasn't writing like a traditional piece of paper?
No.
Okay.
Was he writing with a piece of, like a typewriter, a piece of technology?
He's writing with a piece of technology, but not a typewriter or computer.
Is he writing with a pen, and the power goes out, and he keeps writing, and he doesn't know that the paper has stopped, and he keeps writing, and he's writing on his leg, and he gives himself ink poisoning, and he dies.
That's
how most of these teens are dying nowadays, is from the ink poisoning.
So he's huffing on a jewel, and he's like, he's going crazy on it while he's writing his letter, right?
This kid's smoking a big Tide Pod.
He's eating some Pad Thai pod.
Okay, so is he underwater?
No.
Is he in space?
Close.
So he's in the, what's the layer between Earth and space?
I feel like, is he in space is one of those that has to be clarified.
Yeah.
Much the same thing as like canoe dog. It's like it's,
is he on the moon?
No. Too far
too
up.
Too far off.
Too far up.
Is he in the clouds?
Yes.
Cumulonimbus.
Yes.
Stratonimbus.
Yep. Airplane.
Yeah.
He's skywriting. Yes, and the power goes out.
Plane, the power goes out, and he crashes. He was writing a letter in the sky.
Wow!
And it doesn't matter that he was asking Susie to marry him.
No, that does not matter.
That's over the top.
She would have said no.
Because she was a hard no.
Kissing some Navy guy in Times Square.
Public proposals like that are humiliating.
Is that true?
Public proposals? One, skywriting is never a good idea for a proposal. I'm hurting someone's feelings by saying this. Do what you're going to do.
Okay.
Be specific to your partner.
If that's the case, then Aaron, I have a question.
No.
Let's do this.
Get this marching band out of here.
This is one that I feel at least 50, without hyperbole, I think 50 people sent in. So let's go ahead and do this one since we've never done it. But this might be one that one of the three of you probably have heard.
Should we go ahead and give credit to all 50 people that...
Yeah,
wrote this
list them all.
Who's the person that you're going to give credit to? Well, I'm going to pass up the list. Aaron, here's your list of your names, and here's mine.
There we go.
So the person that I'm using their email, this is Darby Fackler, which sounds made up, but it's true.
And Crenshaw McGibbons.
I got Hunk Dibley.
Chance LaCroix.
Smit Peppers.
Mine just says JPC over and over. JPC, why did you submit this riddle?
Will you marry me?
No.
Okay, fine, cool.
Got one here, Torrential
Better
Smoot.
That way.
Smandive?
Okay, this, here's what. It's a podcast microphone, coffee table.
Bottom of a cup.
Wallet keys, spinny chair, water cooler.
My name.
Your name.
But thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone who submitted this riddle. Please never submit it again.
A man lives on the 66th floor of an apartment building. When he goes to work on sunny days, he takes the elevator all the way to the ground floor. When he comes home, he rides the elevator to the 36th floor, then takes the stairs the rest of the way up to his apartment. But on rainy days, he rides the elevator all the way down when he leaves for work and all the way up to the 66th floor when he comes home. Why can he ride the elevator all the way up on rainy days, but not on sunny days?
He's a fish.
He's a fish. The man's a fish. What's to be done?
No, Michael Palin, I'm so sorry to say that's wrong. And thank you for popping in for one line.
He's a mermaid.
No.
He's a merman.
Yep.
Yes. I know the answer, so I'm going to keep doing bullshit.
I actually don't know it. I've never heard this.
Justin, you heard this one?
I don't want to say yes because that's like puts Aaron into the least fun podcasting situation in recorded history.
Well,
yes,
that's what I always do. Happens to yeah. me.
Justin, that's not true. Arnie currently holds that belt, so it'll be pretty hard for you to take it from Arnie.
I do know.
All right, well, I'm alone here and I'm going to figure it out.
Okay, Aaron,
I'm going to give you a hint. On rainy days, he has an umbrella with him.
That's not a hint. That's the whole riddle.
The whole riddle.
It's just this says it's a hint.
If your friends told you jumping off a bridge was a hint, would you jump off the bridge?
Oh, I know. Okay.
Wait, real
Here's
quick.
Here's the hint, thing.
Hints
I know
can be
what
answers,
it is.
Right?
Hints are answers.
Let me say it because I figured it out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I got it a little bit without your hint. So he's a short and he can't reach the number.
Real quick, 66. Did you say he's a short?
He's one of those a short people, and he can't reach the number 66. Yes. Without a long umbrella. But he's stupid. He should just bring his umbrella every day.
Bring your umbrella every day.
Yeah, bring your umbrella every day. If that's the solution, to walk up like 30 flights of stairs, just carry the umbrella.
So the answer is he's a short. He can reach the ground level button when he leaves for work, but can only reach the 36th floor button when returning. When it rains, he can use an umbrella to hit the 66th floor.
I'm so confused. His building doesn't have an elevator operator? What kind of building is he living in?
He's a poor.
He's not a poor and a short. A poor and a short?
I was worried because I felt like we were poking fun at him for being short, and I was about to put in a PSA, but that like we weren't doing that. But now that I know he's poor, I feel like we should really open up.
We have a hard rule in this show.
Oh, pretty good. Can we do some role playing to see, Justin, why don't you play the front desk, at this, apartment complex?
Perfect.
Can he play a human that works at the front desk or do we have to make Justin play a front desk?
My name is Desco.
Justin will be the front desk. JPC, you'll be the person working the front desk. And then Aaron, you'll be a kid, trying to pose as someone who lives there, but you live on the 69th floor.
Excellent. Okay. Oh, 69th floor. Very cool.
Just for fun.
Okay.
My name is Desco 7000. How would you like to interact with your residents today?
Desco, I already told you I'm not leaving my wife for you.
Please, think about it. I have so many ports.
I have thought about it, and I love your ports, but it just...
Excuse me, I'm a gentleman. I certainly work at a bank, and I fired a lot of good men today. Here we go. I have a mustache and a trench coat. Off to my 69th floor I go, where I have a wife and a kid who I don't know how to connect to.
Excellent, Anyways. Sir. Excellent, sir. We can send you right up to the 69th floor. I just need your thumbprint for Desco to open the access port.
I don't have a thumb today. What a strange coincidence. Do me a favor, kind sir.
Yes?
Press the button for me in the elevator. I'm a short, but I am a gentleman.
Desco, are we allowed to use my thumbprint to give a guest access to their home?
Whoa, I'm sensing a lot of sexual tension between the two of you. Am I interrupting something?
I didn't realize it was that obvious. Please present the thumb.
Okay, here's my thumb and my thumb here, Desco.
And my thumb?
Yeah. I'm too young to be watching
reach,
this.
Reach underneath to find
yes, the thumb's touching.
And lower.
Yes.
Okay, you get the hell out of here, kid. Scene.
Doorbot lock.
Scene, or we could time dash 10 years in the future when Desco 7000 and the guy have a kid.
Did you guys see the RoboCop reboot? He's the son of a desk and a kid.
It's very boring.
It's very. They have to be partners and solve crimes. All right, desk and kid, get into my office.
Let's do one more. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Yeah.
And we'll make this one. This
funny.
Is gonna,
good.
This is going to be
interesting.
This is a heartbreaker. We got to end on a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Call this Puzzy Shawn Michaels, because it's going to break your heart. A man is found dead at the bottom of a mesa in the middle of a vast desert. He is completely nude, and there are no footprints or tire tracks going to or from the body. He is clutching a straw in his hands. What happened?
What's a mesa? Is it just a...
What's a mesa you?
Okay, well, I walked
Mesa's
right
like a jar.
Into
it's a type
you're
of jar.
A mesa-ing.
Mm-hmm. You know Jackie Mesa?
Okay.
Comedian.
He's found dead at the bottom of a mesa?
He's found dead at the bottom of a mesa in the middle of a vast desert. He's completely nude, no footprints or tire tracks going to or from, and he's clutching a straw in his hands.
Did he fall from the sky?
He did.
Oh.
Here's some hints. He died from falling. And I guess that's hints, singular.
Naked with a straw.
A mesa is an isolated, flat-topped hill with steep sides.
Here's another hint.
And what's a straw?
He jumped willingly.
Did he jump from the top of one of the cliffs?
Nope.
So he jumped out of a plane?
Nope.
Justin, do you know this?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in
city. He's naked and he has a straw in his hand.
Let me tell you something.
No.
There's no way to extrapolate or glean this from the information.
Okay.
So this is a bullshit riddle.
So he's naked with a straw in his hand. So he was potentially doing some mescaline since he's out in the middle of the desert. And he's got a straw.
Keep in mind that
it's 18
in some parts
months from now when straws are our most precious resource. Someone on the plane fights him for his straw, the last one in existence, refusing to give it up. He leaps from the plane. He takes off all his clothes.
Jumps. Justin, literally, this is the last straw?
It is
in
indeed
a world
the last straw.
Where straws are money. One cop, a desk, and a little boy.
Put it in my port.
He jumped willingly.
He jumped willingly. Here's another.
Skydiving.
I said the other one. He died from falling.
Okay, is the straw that he's clutching, is it a drinking straw, or is it like a straw like hay?
It's neither. It's a euphemism for his penis.
Got it. We've all been there.
No, it's like it doesn't matter. We'll say it's a straw like a
drinking straw?
Drinking straw.
And it doesn't matter?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters, but it doesn't. What type, it doesn't matter. The length matters, though. I'll say that. The length of the straw matters.
So he drew the short straw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he didn't come from a plane?
No, but that's pretty much it.
A hot air balloon?
Yep.
Yeah. I think I've heard this one before somewhere.
Buckle in, fuckos. Here's the answer.
Why is everyone naked in a hot air balloon?
The man was...
I believe the phrase is fuckle in, buckos.
Buckle in, buckos. The man was with others in a hot air balloon crossing the desert. The balloon began to lose air and sink, so they threw everything overboard, including their clothes, to lighten the load.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't enough, and they realized they would have to draw straws to decide who would sacrifice themselves and jump out, saving the rest.
Okay.
So that man's a hero.
I want to see a scene.
It's also a short.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, and Justin, you're all in a hot air balloon. You're at the end of this. You've already dumped all of your clothes, so you're all completely naked, and you're trying to figure out how you can save your lives so you don't crash in the desert.
Oh, we're in quite a pickle, aren't we?
Oh, I sort of had a thought, a random thought.
Oh, please. Eleanor, please put it out.
I feel like three's a lot. Three's company.
yes.
And what if, and call me crazy,
oh. No.
one of us got the hell out of Dodge.
I love it.
Hmm.
I love it. Daniel?
Well, I think I could live with that, literally. Because, can I ask you something, Gregory?
Indeed.
I don't mean to be insensitive, but certain... people talk, and I have heard rumor that your father is a Desco 7000. Therefore, you're clearly the heaviest, and you need to go. Let's go around and say, I know you're a woman, but can I ask what you weigh?
Well, I'm 6 foot tall, and I wear a size 8 shoe. You know what?
This is awkward enough. I'm going to jump. This has actually gotten weird enough. I'm just going to jump. This is uncomfortable. I'm jumping. Thanks.
Wait.
Okay, wait. Give me the straw. Bye.
Oh, he took the crazy straw.
Why would he hold on to the fucking straw? What? What part of my triumphant, like, this is my last move on Earth, I better hold on to this dumb straw.
What a humiliating way to be found.
We're not going to throw out the iced coffees. They're all empty. It's actually no way. And it's worse for the environment.
Here's what I love is that they threw out their clothes, but they didn't throw out the straws that they eventually used.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Again, is this how hot air balloons work? I never really think of, like, it seems like they would just kind of, like, worst case scenario, you would gradually sort of, like, drift to the ground. Like,
well, so I guess they're in the middle of the desert and they don't want to be stranded in the desert, but also hot air balloons are not for transit. Like, you're not using it to, like, get to a place.
That's how I got to school every day.
Must be nice, money
I got
bags.
Teased.
Well, so, Aaron, you lived in a dream growing up, right?
Yeah, I lived in a dream. And my teeth fell out every day, but my legs were water.
Here's the thing, though. How do you not, before you, you know, have a person jump out, how do you not all hang off the side and take huge craps? And why wasn't that part of the riddle?
Shaving?
I think the riddle should read, he's alone in the desert, no tire tracks or anything. There's a big pile of clothes, a big pile of craps.
Here's what I'll say.
I can't
do that when other people are watching.
We'd all turn around.
Okay. But I feel like I get it. I'd rather someone die than have like a gradual 10-hour descent.
No, that's not what the riddle's like. The riddle's like they'd land in the desert and all die of like starvation. But if they keep going, they can get to a place.
Maybe. You
and hot air balloons are the fastest way to travel.
Is this based on a true story?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, this is based on the Titanic.
Justin, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's been a genuine pleasure. You got a great show here.
Thank you so much. We're big fans of all you do, so thank you for taking the time. It means a lot to us. Anything that you want to put out there into the ether?
I still just want to circle back to bit.ly/thesawbonesbook. You could pre-order it, or if this has come out after October 9th, just buy it. It's a good book, and it was hard to write because I have a lot of kids.
I most likely will come out after October 9th, so please go just buy the book. Buy a bunch of copies.
JPC, anything to plug?
I think we're in October now, so you can listen to the campaign podcast. We just wrapped our Star Wars saga of the campaign podcast, and we are on our new saga. So please give that a listen if you like actual play podcasts, which if you're listening to this, you might like actual play podcasts.
Aaron?
Follow me at AaronKeefe2 on Twitter, and I'll plug all my shows there.
Don't forget, when you say follow me, you have to say like Uncle Cracker does.
And you still don't know the song, correct?
No, I still don't know it since the last time you checked.
You can email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @HeyRiddleRiddle and Instagram @HeyRiddleRiddle, where we also have a Facebook group. And for me, Adel, you can check out my other podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. Check it out. Have a good time. And Aaron, what's your favorite J-word?
Jupiter?
There it is.
Awesome.
That was a HeadGum podcast.